Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome home to US 99. Is this who I think it is on the phone?
This is David Nail.
David Nail, it is good to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You as well.
David Nail, our relationship with you in Chicago has always been about sports, so I just want to dive in. As a Cardinals fan, did you see our Sox collapse in epic fashion this year? Were you watching that at all?
I watched the first few months thinking they were going to get it together, but they never did. In fact, it just continued to get worse and worse.
Uh-huh.
I've been following what pitchers we're going to call in to save us, hopefully. And it seems like we already lost one of the potential targets in Aaron Nola. So
yep.
It's not looking like a great offseason so far. I'm hoping they rally the troops and pull something together.
So when sports goes bad, we're going to turn to music. Friday night, Joe's on Weed Street. You're on stage. Do you have a first early memory of Joe's, David?
I have so many. My favorite moment is the first time I ever went. I just got to tag along with Billy Currington on the road one weekend, and I think they played Omaha, Kansas City, and Chicago. And Chicago was the first show, and I remember hearing this knock on the door, and I was so excited I couldn't sleep in the bunk, so I was up in the front lounge waiting for people to wake up so we could do something or be excited with somebody besides myself. And I opened the door, and I didn't know it at the time, but Ed Warm, the owner, was standing there with a box of donuts.
Oh.
And he just said, "Hey, here, this is for you all," and I remember, you know, getting back on the bus and they woke up and I said, "Yeah, some fella like gave us these donuts." And then later that night, I found out that fella was the guy that runs the show. And so that was my first Ed memory. And it's just a ridiculously special place.
Yeah.
You know, we've been going for, I guess, a decade. I mean, it's just, you know, Chicago has just been very good to me and my family. It's a place that we still go to. We started taking the twins, and now we took all three of the kids this past October. We've been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years, and so it's just got a special place in my heart and with my family, and it's been very, very good to us. And so we're always jazzed up, and it's probably our third to the last show of this year, so I can't think of a better place to kind of close out the year.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember this, because it was really big for us, but you did a concert at Sox Park when we were doing a broadcast with me and a whole bunch of other people, but it was you and Jake Peavy's debut as a White Sox star. Do you remember that day in 2009?
I do. I definitely remember that. And you know, little did I know that I was going to get to know Jake a little bit over the years.
Yeah.
Spend some time with him. So, you know, I've always had a warm place in my heart for the White Sox. I was a big Bobby Thigpen fan when I was in junior high and high school and had the curly C hat. And so, you know, I'm not allowed to root or talk about that other team. And so,
Cards fan.
I have to show my allegiance to some Chicago team. Obviously, I was a huge Michael Jordan fan, so I cheered for the Bulls. But baseball related, you know, my allegiance would certainly lie with the South Side. Not to offend anybody.
Things we want to know about you, David Nail. Thanksgiving last week, your favorite side at your table.
My mother, this is the first time we're hosting my parents for Thanksgiving. We've always gone back home to Missouri, but my mother makes a corn casserole. It's kind of random, I know. It was one of those things that it took me a decade to try.
Okay.
Because I thought it was so boring looking. but there's probably enough sugar in there that it's probably classified more as a dessert than anything. But it's unbelievable. I literally eat the entire like edge around the entire casserole dish just because I like the crispiness of it.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite. I've actually turned my son onto it, so he gets super jazzed up about Grammy's corn casserole. So that's the thing. I'm going to eat it in my own household for the first time. So
how exciting to be hosting for the first time. That's a big deal.
It is. You know, it's somewhat bittersweet. My grandparents have all passed on. So my mother, this is, I guess, the first year that they haven't had to host or that my grandparents didn't host. Mm-hmm. So
are the holiday lights up on your trees outside in the gutters yet?
That's funny that you asked. That's a very sensitive subject in our house right now.
Okay.
A young man came to my house the other day, knocked on the door, and I was like, can I help you? And we just kind of stared at each other, and he goes, you didn't know I was coming? I said, I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
And he said, I'm here to hang Christmas lights. And I was like, oh, you are? I don't remember having that conversation about Christmas lights with my wife. And but he actually said, well, I'll call her back. I'm working at a house down the street. I'm just coming to, like, kind of scope out the house. So I think I pushed it back a couple of weeks just because I said, you know, our tree is up.
Yeah.
We don't have any ornaments on it yet. That's a big thing that my wife and the kids do on after Thanksgiving lunch. They'll get everything out and start decorating it. But I at least called off the lights for at least another week. I bet my wife is really big about when I leave town, things happen around the house.
Right.
So she's probably waiting for me to leave town and I'll come home to a whole host of surprises.
And you introducing that with you opening the door to this strange man is right out of like a Nate Bargatze comedy routine where he's like, you don't understand. The furnace guy is telling me that I have a filter. And I said, why are you talking to me? You should talk to my wife.
Exactly. I mean, every piece of furniture we've bought is always purchased when I'm out of town.
And
or it may be purchased when I'm in town, but it gets delivered. So I don't know about it until I come home and then it's too late.
Yep.
That's just the way married life is. I complain to a lot of other husbands, and they kind of hush me very quick.
Yeah. All right, last question, because you mentioned your kids. What was your last dad life moment that caused you to catch your breath and say, well, gosh darn, that's pretty cool?
I asked my twins when they started kindergarten, you know, because I remember being a kid, and it's like you show up for school, and you, like, talk about, like, what'd you do this summer? What do your parents do for a living? And I remember asking my son, you know, what did you tell your classmates that your dad did for a living? He said, well, I told him that you were a singer. I said, did anybody think that was cool? And he said, no. And I said, awesome. That was not the answer I was hoping to hear. Fast forward 2 years, they're in second grade now. Obviously, my daughter has gotten super into Taylor Swift, and so I had to tell them a couple of weeks ago that, you know, your dad, like, opened up for Taylor Swift for 15 shows, you know, several years ago. And they were just both looking at me like, what? Like, we don't believe that. And so I had to go through, like, the archives. And so now that I was able to prove it, my daughter, like, in front of her friends, will, like, she takes it a little far. She, like, actually says, like, I know Taylor or that I used to play, like, right before Taylor. And I had to inform her that, no, I was the opener. I played before Need to Breathe and then Need to Breathe played. Then Taylor did. But,
Still counts, David. It still counts. You open for Taylor.
Exactly. They're finally. I open for a billionaire. You know that doesn't happen every day. But they're finally at that age where they sort of get excited. Hey, Dad's a singer. Dad gets on a bus. Yeah. Dad does this and stuff.
I'm just more surprised that they weren't like, so, Dad, can you text her? Can we get, like, tickets to the show, please?
I would have tried my best. I think that Taylor probably has forgotten who David Nail is, and I don't blame her. But I did send her to the movie.
Yeah.
So that's about as far as we're going to get to go down the Taylor Swift tunnel.
Well, I can't even
fathom.
Well, we've been fans of you here in Chicago since you sent us Red Light all those years ago, and we're spoiled. We get to see you Friday night with Ed Friday night, Joe's on Weed Street. It's just going to be a party.
Absolutely, man. I thank you so much. I was looking forward to it, man. I hope you'll have a wonderful day.
All right. Take care, David. See you soon.
All right. See you, bud.
That is David Nail at US 99. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.